The Autobiography of Jack the Ripper by James Carnack, read by Mark Meadows, with Christian Rodsker as the voice of Carnack. A Note on the Provenance by Alan Hicken. I own and run Montacute TV, Radio and Toy Museum in the village of Montacute in Somerset. You may be wondering what on earth this has got to do with a manuscript purporting to be written by Jack the Ripper. So let me tell you how I came to be involved. Just before Christmas 2007, I was contacted by Jean Caldwell. Her cousin Betty had recently moved into a home and had given her late father's memorabilia to Jean, as she no longer had room for it. Neither had Jean, but she wanted to keep her Uncle Sidney's collection together and preserve it in his memory. She initially approached an auction house with a view to selling it, and they advised her to contact me. Jean's uncle was none other than S.G. Hume Beeman. This name may not mean much to many people these days, but many more will recognize the name of his most famous creation, Larry the Lamb. Sidney was born in 1887 and died far too young in 1932. However, he packed a lot into his short life. In the 1920s, he became known as a versatile book illustrator and produced a daily cartoon strip called Philip and Fido in a newspaper, but he was best known for his creation of Toy Town, broadcast on the radio on BBC Children's Hour and starring the famous Larry the Lamb. Sidney even played the part of Dennis the Dachshund in these episodes, as he was also a talented actor. So, of course, I was extremely keen to have Sidney's memorabilia in my museum, and I said as much to Jean. Her uncle died shortly after she was born, so she has no personal memories of him.